whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 294. Today is Saturday, May 7, 2022, or if you're in Aussie land, it's May 8th. I am Lita. Hi. And joining me this week is the Nort herself.
The Nort. Oh, I'm at Nort.
Is Chris. Chris is hiding in the bushes with baby Nort shark over here.
I look very adventurous in those bushes.
Yes. I think it's more that, you know, you've not been well and you don't want to fully come out into the world yet. Maybe that's what it is.
You should give him a little mask for my...
I so could do that. He's baby Nort right here. There's baby Nort.
Oh, so good.
We could have a little mask. Like, so.
Yes.
A little stripey. There we go. Little baby Nort.
Perfection.
All the things we do. Anyway, welcome. Thank you for joining me. I do appreciate it, because I know it has been a bit of a week, so thank you. Also, thank you, chat room. Hi, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us. And happy Mother's Day to all mums, dads who are mums, whoever's in that role. Happy Mother's Day. I have not seen my mother yet today, because I've been getting ready for the show. But we will go and spend some time with her shortly. And Cozzy is back over here, and he says hi. Actually, he says meow. Probably not that. It's more, he'd probably give you like a stare of like, stop looking at me. Hello. Oh, we're going to be around my feet, are we? Okay, all right. It's like that. But yeah, happy Mother's Day, everyone. And to those doing whatever motherly, fatherly duties that you're doing, we do appreciate all of you. So, Chris, happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. I hope you have
Thank you.
Hope you have a lovely day. So, yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to your mum.
Yes. She is, I don't know what she's doing. She's probably watching TV at the moment and probably giving Kobe pats. So yeah, which will be nice. They had a really lovely, so we weren't here last week. Mama, my parents had their 50th wedding anniversary last week, and that went really well. So it was a lovely lunch that we had for them. They got to catch up with a lot of old friends and family. I made cupcakes, because of course I did. And no, it was really, we had a lovely time. So that was really good. So that's why we weren't here last week, but we are here this week. And yeah, so things, yes, the anniversary party went well. It was really nice. Very happy. So oh, baby Nort took a dive.
Oh, he doesn't feel good.
He's not well. Okay, I'm gonna grab that, because otherwise said cause he might think it's then his toy. And
I'm not a chew toy. Please. No.
It'd be more that plane, you know, where they flick, you know, they're like, and then chase it. He does that kind of thing. So, whereas Kobe, it'd be like, yeah.
Lunch. Eat the stuffing. Yeah. Yeah. No eating Nort.
Pretty much. So, baby Nort, stay there. Stay. Right. Okay. So anyway, Thank you for joining us, guys. Thank you. I do appreciate it. We're going to just get straight into, how's your week been? Because I know it's been a bit of a week for for you, for a lot of people.
Despite being super careful and amazing and doing everything we're supposed to, I got a little sick. And I don't recommend it. It sucks. Both of us have like zero energy, mm-hmm. even though I had to go back to work. So I haven't had a lot of playtime. I haven't had a lot of time to do anything other than try to keep my head up and get through the day. So of course I still am having horrible internet problems and have not brought out any challenge tunes, but I did the Mindless Maw on three tunes and took Halloween through to get him so he can hit 60, and took Magical through, and I was like, all right, you know, I've got like 20 more tunes that need to go through them all. So figured, you know, that's kind of mindless at this point, and I could do it with my eyes closed.
So
I did get to watch a lot of reaction videos to the announcement, and watch the announcement on the mobile game. But other than that, it's been survive work, eat some food, try to sleep, and you know, just live, breathe. Breathing is really, really good.
Yes, please. We do appreciate if you're doing that. That would be really good. But
it's helpful.
That's the whole thing. So please just take it easy, okay?
I'm trying.
I know. It's a lot of people. I mean, I don't know about you guys and chat room where everyone is around the world. There's still a lot of stuff, you know, with dealing with the pandemic. Like at work, we've had so many people off sick in other divisions of where I am, because I'm in a different place to where I used to work. There's a lot of people, and you know, when they've got 6, 7, 8 people off, that's pretty much like a fifth to a quarter of their team. So and we've had a few off with not being sick, and we've got a team of 7, 8, and when 4 of them are off sick, that's half the team. So it's been a bit crazy. So I totally get it. And there's still lots of stuff going around. And we're coming into winter.
Yay.
I'm so excited about that. Actually, it's just started raining here. We're expecting rain for at least the next week. Mum and Dad were supposed to be going for a little, probably like their last adventure before before they kind of, like, they're over 70 now, like they're not young, they're, you know, mum's kind of feeling like this is probably the last time they're gonna go on a little adventure, and which I thought was really sweet, the place that they were going at. And I'm talking out west, like for us out west is over the mountains, around, you know, it's when Dad goes out west, there's dirt tracks. Like, he's an old bushy. So when they go like trekking or go on vacation or, you know, take a little holiday, there's normally dirt tracks involved, which Mum normally just rolls her eyes at. The lady of the place they were staying at actually rang them and said, look, just letting you know, with this weather that's coming, there's a real good chance that the rivers around here are going to flood, which means if you're here, you're not going to get back in your time frame, which means that they could end up being there for weeks. So.
Oh, no.
And they were only supposed to be going on wait, I think, for five nights, something like that. So, like a week. And so they decided to cancel, which I'm really thankful that that lady did that, because otherwise I would have been freaking and being super worried. So they've decided to postpone it, because there's supposed to be a ton of rain coming through. So, you know, here's hoping we don't have flooding like we did. But anyway, you know, it's all good. But that's the fun thing. But other than that, it's been a bit of a couple of weeks, actually. I did get to play my little Iron, so not as much as I would have liked to, but she did hit level 16, little Iron Lita, my undead warlock. I've moved her over. I was moving her to the Barrens, I think. I was going to start some... I took her out of Silver Pine. As much as I love Silver Pine, I just kind of wanted more... some grindy quests. You know when you just want to do some grindy quests? I know a lot of people probably think I'm mad, but I love a good grindy quest, you know? So, killing...
You can't get much more grindy... Then the Barrens and the Zebra Hooves.
Yes, exactly. Because God forbid, all these years later, they still don't drop off one for one or even one for two. So, you know, so that's where I think I'm heading with her over there. So that'll be good. But normally I do a quick rounds of, at the moment, she's still capable of killing the rares, so I've been doing that in Tirith's Fall, because that's just a staple thing that Execute and I would always do when we were playing our teams. It's just like, go from there. So yes, I am. Tiber is exactly right. It's one of those things. It's a bit of bloodthirsty, you know, some grindy stuff, and also killing some rares while she's still capable of doing that at the moment. But we'll see. So she's level 16. I was hoping to get some more playtime yesterday, but that little thing happened where, you know, you wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So you get up, you do stuff. So by the time you sit down to play and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you sit here and you're doing some stuff and you're getting yourself ready, and then you know what happens? You fall asleep in the chair.
Lita's rule number one.
So I was like, okay, I'm more tired than I really thought I was. So we will not be doing that. And hence why I didn't. So, which was a very wise move, because by the time we got the afternoon sorted and dinner sorted, and then I think I hopped into bed and passed out. I don't even remember. It was so tired. So yeah, but anyway, level 16, I'm hoping to push through a little bit. I like to get it at level 20, like soon. So we'll see, but it's nice to be playing an Iron again. I must admit it's been a bit fun. So I've been enjoying that. As much as I love the pacifist, I'm tempted to try another one.
Do it.
I've still got my horde and my baby gnome that's sitting there. I really should do something about them. So it's just having time to sit down and play. It's just been a bit crazy. But welcome, chat room.
Lottery.
Paradin's here. Hi. Junkyard Davies here. Hello from Kentucky. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Hi, Paradin. Thank you for joining us. I see. Who else do I see? I did say morning to you guys, but I forgot to read who's here. So Rootsy Affairs here, Nisi, Thai bomb. Chris is there. And that seems to be it for the moment, I think. Stir somewhere hiding. I'm going to guess on that. I haven't seen him say anything yet, but yeah, welcome guys. Thanks for joining us. I do appreciate that. Anyway, we've got a little bit of news. So I think let's find the bumper and let's do that. There he is. Hi, Stir. All right, bumper time.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. We do appreciate that. I hope everyone's following her because she's having a very interesting journey in life at the moment with the move, moving out to... Just trying to think, where is she? Cape Cod?
Wherever she is, she posts the most gorgeous pictures of the water.
She's having so much fun and doing up the house and that. So I always like to, you know, I always think of her and check out what she's up to. So we know she's doing quite well, which is good. We miss you, Rogue Slayer. I miss her. So anyway, news. We've got some news. I will get you to do the first slot for me, please.
I love that I get to do this because it's nothing but congratulations. So congratulations to our 41st through our 45th Shadowlands Iron Man Challenge champions. Mm-hmm. We have Iron Brew, Iron Brew, Iron Drew, Iron Age, and Iron Bro. Love the names. Congratulations also to our 46th Shadowlands Iron Man Challenge champion. And I want to say it's Varanir. Mm-hmm. And we are trying to get a hold of the owner of this challenger. So if you are listening, could you please contact us so we can get some information for your write-up?
Yes.
And again, congratulations to everybody. That's absolutely insane considering when Shadowlands came out, we weren't even sure it was going to be possible. So my 40, hat's off.
46
hats
irons.
Hats off.
Well done, guys. That's amazing. Congratulations. Yes.
And then also, Children's Week wraps up Monday, May 9th, which is so sad because I haven't even begun it, and it's the 7th.
I started last night.
Where has the time gone?
I know. There is nothing new. I am really, really sad when there's nothing new. But, you know, I have to do it on later because that's just how I roll. Yeah, so don't forget, you've got, Niecy's got the write-up. There is a write-up up on the website if you want to check it out. There's, and again, you know, it's, there is nothing new, but there's some XP if you're doing irons, obviously, bloods. Again, no love for our bloodthirsties, but if it's safe enough for the passies, you know, there's all sorts of things. So if you want to get a little bit of bonus XP without kind of putting yourself too much in harm as a challenge dune, there will be some, obviously. Just be careful as well. There is some good ones. I always like doing the rocket one, you know, where you take your Alliance side does the, what is it, in the sidecar, and then you swirl around in the tornado. Horde is where you take it out to the rocket way.
Oh, in Azara?
In Azara, and then you hop in and you're in the two-person rocket. And then you just hit go, and then you just go, and then you're flying everywhere, which that part I can't watch, so I kind of have to sit here going like this, because otherwise it throws the
vertigo.
You have,
flashbacks to Zortz and his parachute's not opening?
Yes, that as well. So, but yeah, so there's some good stuff, which, like Fair said, pretty nice XP. So that finishes Monday, May 9th, which, you know, so you've only got a day or so. Utilize that. That Rocket Wave ride always scares me a bit with the challenge tune. That's what Tiber says. Tiber, I have not ever had a problem, but I think Zortz did way back, and I think someone else had a problem. Maybe, was it Stone? I think, like, and I'm going back years ago. Years ago. Gotta go, cannot hear in the venue. Be good. Okay. Okay, Junkyard Davey's gotta go. Bye. Thanks for popping in. Yeah, I'm sure there was like a little bug or a little hiccup that had happened quite a few years ago, and you got thrown off, and the, what was it, was one, the parachute didn't open, and because you got thrown off and then you fell, it wasn't good. So yeah, if in doubt, test it on a scout or a normal tune. But I've never had a problem with it, so touch wood.
Right, in my head, you can knock on it.
Yes, exactly. Tiber says, I've never had a big problem. I think one time it landed me too near a hostile mob, but I wasn't on a challenge. Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I could see it might be an issue. The Horde one, because you're on that rocket path, the Rocket Way path, it normally will land you, you know, you're up on top. But if it hiccuped, you could get, I guess, get thrown off the side, which is a longer drop. So, but again, you know, just take it easy. If you're really unsure, take a different tune out there and do a test and see how it goes. So, but yeah, some bonus XP for the next day or so if you're after that for your challenge tunes, definitely. Now, a couple of things I want to mention. I moved a few things around on the FAQ. So if you're looking in the FAQ, the one when I try to import my character says I've done pet battles or raid bosses. I didn't do any, and that's the one that pertains to the display only character achievements to others, where we've got to, you know, need to make sure that it's you know, displaying, we want that. So I've moved that right up the top, because for some reason it was sitting in teams, and as much as it does pertain to any challenge tune, I think it's important enough to move that. That's right up the top of the FAQ. I also moved the getting hold of admin kind of to right down the bottom. So it's not that it's any less. I just figured after all the stuff with the normal challenge tunes, and then we talk, there's a bit on Bloodthirsties, Pacifists, and Teams, and I figured I'd just put it at the end. So if you're unsure, you know, things like how to contact us, if there's an issue, feedback, please send me an email, that kind of stuff. So yes. Also, I did add in, because we did have a question about this, and I ended up adding it into the FAQ, and that is, can Warlocks use Soul Stone ability, or Shaman use Reincarnation spell? Which, as we said, no. A death, I mean, you can use it, but you've died. So a death counts as a death. So if you want to use it, it doesn't wipe out that death. It doesn't mean you can use it and keep going, unless you're going to change it to a Tin Man, which then Tin Man, absolutely, you can use these things. But if you're doing, you know, your traditional Iron, Bloods, Passies, Working Man, Green Man, that kind of thing, as soon as you die, that's it. You're done with that challenge as per se. So a soulstone and reincarnation does not give you a free pass to continue doing that challenge like unblemished. All right? Because a death is a death. And as far as a death is concerned, that's Blizzard stats. You're dead. That's it. So I've just put that into the FAQ just to spell it out a little bit. Because, you know, sometimes we have to do that. So if there is anything with the FAQ that you think that we are missing, can you please let me know? I look at it, I know that's a whole heap of wall of text, and that is something that I want to look at, is getting that a little bit streamlined a bit better. That's a long-term goal. So, you know, that's one of those things that I hope to start working on, to look at making it a little bit easier to look at. So yeah. Okay, we have got some state of the challenges, which is for this week. So, Chris, let's do this. Who have we got?
How fun is this that we have state of the challenges again?
I know.
So exciting.
Do we not love our guys?
This is going to make me do a tune, even though I know it's going to die because my internet's Australian,
yeah.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I get the irons. Mm-hmm. Apologies in advance for everybody whose name I am about to butcher. Number 10 at level 20, we have Iron Drygel. Number 9 is Smotnik. Oh, level 21, RIP, used a health potion. Number 8, Iron Mandudu. Mandudu? Mandudu. Level 23. Number 7, Christopher G, who is also 23. Number 6 is Iron Pal at level 25. Number 5 is Iron Sneck at level 26. Number 4 is Iron Tunes at level 40. Number 3 is Iron Mandudu. He's on there twice. And then at level 45.
Might be different.
Number
several.
2. Yeah, he's number 8 and number 3.
Yeah.
Maybe it's two different servers.
Yeah,
could be. Number 2 is Calamity Jane. Great name. Level 45. And this one makes me sad, one, because the name Dorito Pug is amazing. But they were level 50 in RIP.
Yes. Don't know what happened on that one, but damn shame. So commiserations, absolutely, on the...
But great name. Great name.
Yes, most definitely. I did see it was another flag change, but it's still a weird one, Nisi, so... but I'm just going to roll with, you know what, they can... 23 and 45, there's a fair bit of difference. So, I don't know. I'm taking it as being two separate. It might not be. It could be the same too. But, you know what? Sure. Anyway, I'm
hey,
doing plugs.
We got state of the challengers when everything's okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I've got blood. So, let's do the bloodthirsties for this week. So, at number 7, we have got Amber Spark. Level 30, RIP. Number 6 is Zaya Bingara at 34. Number 5 is Misfit. I love the name. At level 42.
So
number 4. Here we go. She's back. Tidal Soul at 43. That means number 3 would be Soul Glaive at 48. Number 2 is Soul Survivor at 53. And at number 1 this week is My Bloody Soul at 57. Well done, Nieces. Nieces back, busy leveling. Awesome.
Please tell me what My Bloody Soul is, because that is awesome.
That is a good name. Was that I can't remember. Was that the DK? No? Yes, Blood DK. Thank
Blood
you.
Blood DK. Hey. Oh, good name, Niecy.
Yes, such a good name. All right, what else we got?
Then we got our Passies. Oh, so near and dear to my heart. Number 7, we have Alyssa at level 10. Ooh, number 6. Is this backwards? No, it's not backwards. Okay. Hyoring Getsu at 13.
Mm-hmm.
We have number 5. Again, apologies. Number 5, Gathera. Oh, level 13, RIP. I feel that.
I took it as Gathera.
You took it at what?
Gathera.
Oh, well, that's way better than what I butchered it to. We'll go with Gatherer. Gathera.
Because I was like, what a great name. That's another one.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll just say COVID brain and we'll go with that. And, yeah, didn't even, that wasn't anywhere close to what I butchered it as. number 4, Himbor, level 16. Number 3 is Vargas at 27. Number 2, oh, that's cute. No Harm Done, level 52. And, ooh, number 1 is Ziapelli at 55.
Nice. Well done. I know he's been busy. I think he said he's been busy trying to find quests that work. So, well done, everyone. That's awesome. Good to see the passies are busy. What else do we have?
Oh, we have no tins this week whatsoever.
No. Interesting. All right. Well, I will take the greens. And we had 2 greens this week. Varian Man. It's level 10, so it's only a very new one that's registered. It does say that their killing blow percentage is a little low, so keep that in mind. Obviously, that can change when you start questing, because at level 10, a lot of times, you know, it's not until you probably hit closer to 20 that things start to level out with, you know, killing mobs and all of that fun stuff. So just keep that in mind, because you could be showing up as, you know, like a yellow flag. But you can normally turn that around if it's killing. Just go kill. Don't quest. Go do some, like, bloodthirsty. Just go and grind some mobs for a bit. And that'll probably do that. Guess who else is back? It's good to see. I haven't noticed her. I figured she was back the other week. Otarko's back. So we have got Otarkon, it's got to be Tarko. It's one of her.
It has
to
be.
I'm sure that's one of her names. It has to be. But I know, I'm pretty sure she has been busy leveling. Is at 21. So well done on the greens. Congratulations, guys. And our working man. And I know this person's really super happy. Working man is back. That would be fair. That's our favorite pacifist queen. Is also our, you know, working man. Enthusiast as well. So, Fair Winter. Great name. I feel like that has to be a night elf. I'm guessing it's probably a night elf that really likes heading and hanging out in Ardenweald. Don't you feel like that should be with the Winter Queen? I feel like it should be there. So Fair Winter hit 52. She is, yes, nice. Excellent. Great name, Fair. Great name. Love it. So congratulations, everyone. There's a few RIPs in there, but, you know, we have had worse weeks over the years. So all I can say is, you know, it's good to be able to see the leveling. That is, it's so fantastic. And again, I will repeat this later. Huge thank you to Zion, Rod, and Nap for making this happen. It's it really is so good to be able to do State of the Challenges again. So thank you, guys. And thank you to everyone for leveling this week. So let's have a little, let's do a little applause. This is too... Thanks, guys.
So exciting.
I know, it is exciting. It's very exciting. All right, let's do a little chit-chat. What do we got? Let's do a little... We've not heard this voice for a bit. Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's chit-chat.
The goblin himself.
Swords.
I know. All right, so... I found a couple of jokes, puns, that I thought would be quite challenge related. So, Chris, what's the first one?
So, what are the three R's? Retry, restart, and re-roll.
That's it. That's, I think that, you know, should be just like, what do you call it? Motto. What's your mantra? That's a mantra. The motto of the day, the mantra for the day.
Absolutely.
So, as challenge players. And you know what? I think this is one of the best things that I can especially say over our veteran players, our players that have been around doing this challenge, you know, doing the challenges for a few years. Let's just say that because it's been around for a long time. that's what they do. They don't let a death get in the way. Like, you know, we know it happens. You and I know it happens. It's happened to us. It happens to many people. But they get back on the horse. They re-roll, restart, retry, you know, do all of those things. And that is courage. That is inspiration. So, and they're still here playing. You guys know who it is. You all know who I'm talking about, which is probably pretty much the whole chat room at this point.
So, seriously?
Yes. And anyone listening, that's you too. So keep up the good work. All right. So the one that I have, and again, you know, these were in the jokes, but actually this is more like, you know, mantras, mottos, words of the day. Maybe that's what, challenger words of the day. This is, I don't need to get a life. I'm a gamer. I play challenge tunes. I have many.
Booyah.
That is true. Altaholic. That's another one. Altaholic. When you're an altaholic, you do have many lives. Because you can, as a challenge player, just re-roll, restart over, retry it. So, you know, don't need a life. We've got, how many tunes are you running at the moment? Like, all up, Chris, all up.
Too many.
Okay.
How many can fit in an account? 50?
Exactly. Why do I haven't increased that? Seriously, I'm still not happy about that one.
Seriously. I'm having to delete names.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Come on, Bliss. Stir, what did we say? Stir was already up to max 17? 15? Nisi's running. How many are you? Well, Nisi, we know Nisi's trying to run one of every class. 17-ish. You know, like, fair. Zaya, you guys were what, all in double figures with the amount of just your challenge tunes that you're running. So again, you know, it's you have many lives, and that's a good thing, a challenge tune. If you do die, start again. So words of inspiration. Anyway, we do have Tiber's Got Me, a stolen joke of the week. So let's see what we've got. Why are McDonald's ice cream machines not allowed in the courtroom? Because they're always out of order. Oh, I was so, I was not that. Yep, that is so true. That is so true. Every time you go and you're like, can I have a nice, I would like to get an ice cream cone. And it's out of order. It's like, yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Tiber. Love it. That's so very true. I got the best ice creams yesterday, actually. Execute and I had to pop out to get a couple of things. Reese's. Like cones. Like, do you guys have drumsticks?
Oh, yum.
Do you have, like...
Drumsticks? Drumsticks? We have drumsticks.
Okay, all right. Then you know what I'm talking about. Because I thought drumsticks was an Australian thing. Is it drumsticks or something? Anyway.
Oh, no. We have drumsticks.
You have them?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's a Reese's one. So it's chocolate and peanut butter.
Yes, please.
I don't know. You've never had one? Oh, my God.
Nope, but I can tell you what I'm going to look for.
It's chocolate and peanut butter. And then, like, when you get to the, like, the cone bit, you know, that is the best thing. I used to, as a kid.
Best part.
Eat that first. Which is not such a good thing when you've got sensitive teeth, so you can't eat that fast, and then it's melting.
And there's a giant hole in the bottom of your cone.
Yeah. So now I leave it as, like, the last thing to really savor it. I don't know if you guys find that. It's, look, we always come back to talking about food. It's very important, you know? The way that we eat food, whether that's in game or out of game. You know, you could say the same when you're in game. Do you sit down? Do you eat as a challenge tune? Do you wait till all those seconds are up before you move again? Or do you just wait until you've got, there we go. That's an interesting question. Do you wait until you're full health and then go? Or do you wait till that 20 seconds is up? That's a question for the ages. I think we all should, you know, think about that and discuss that at some stage. It would be interesting to see what people do. Okay, anyway. I probably need more coffee. That's probably what it is as well. Okay, anything else from the chat room? I think I've got everything. I think we've covered all the bits and pieces. The important stuff. All the important people are here. Thank you, guys. I think we will wrap it up because I know somebody needs to get to sleep. So, can you, sweet lady, please take the iron elites for me?
A million, million thank yous to these wonderful people. Your support is very, very much appreciated. We have Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Dave DeHooker, Execute, Fair, Grand Negus, Chris, Laren, every week, Laren Lamar, Lita, Mr. Brighto One, Ms. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainima, and Zaya.
Thank you, guys. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much. And also, Stir and myself want to thank this bunch of amazing people that help run the community and look after all the bits and pieces and help us out. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you, guys, because seriously, I know if I didn't have yous all, my... life would be more chaotic than it is. So thank you for doing the things to help me out. I do appreciate that. Also, massive thank you once again to three of our code wardens. We truly appreciate, love you guys for everything you have done so far, what you are doing behind the scenes to get, you know, the other things working with the challenges and the websites. So to Zaya, to Rod, to Naptime, seriously, thank you guys. I cannot say it enough. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. To everyone here in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for giving a little bit of your time today to come and listen to us chat about challenge tunes and life and drumsticks and all those things. So thank you guys. We do appreciate that. To those listening in your ears, if you're listening to us, we do appreciate that too. So thank you so much. I will be back next week, which is Saturday, May 14 at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Chris, thank you for joining me today. I know it's been a bit of a week. I know it's you've not been well and all of that, and you're extremely tired. So thank you, my dear, for being here. Mwah. If you want to let everyone know where they can find you, other than hiding in the bushes.
I'm hiding in the bushes. We need a picture of me like in, no, I would say in the pool, but I might disintegrate. or in the rain under an umbrella. I love the rain and I never get it where I am.
It is raining. Okay.
Yeah, take more videos for me, woman. Sure. Where am I? Twitter. It's Chris Davio. Other than that, Discord. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the things. Or right all here the for the things. Moment, or very shortly in bed asleep. Which
yes, because most... 11 p.m. comes quick.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so thank you for that. Now, don't forget where you can find all the things and all the stuffs. That is over at wowchallenges.com. We have got information for our Facebook, Discord, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, all of that is there. You can listen to us on, you know, your Google Plays, your iTunes, Stitcher Radio, that kind of thing. If you have any jokes, puns, questions, you know, anything, any bits and pieces you want to discuss, please send me an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Apologies if it does take me a couple of days to get back to you, because with working, like life, it is one of those things that by the time I get home, sometimes I'm a bit like Chris, I'm going to go and kind of pass out. So yeah, but shoot us through an email if you want any of those things, or if you've got questions as well, that would be good. Now, all of the things and the stuff, pretty much if you look up Lita or Lita Wow, you'll find me. That's all it. I did vlog 30 was yesterday. 30 vlogs I've done so far. Over on my channel, which is used to be Lita channel. It's now called Kim Loves. And yes, that's my name. It's Kim. And it's K-Y-M. I got an email at work the other day.
The Y is very important. It is.
And they all assume it's a K-I-M. And it's like, no, it's K-Y. It's K-Y-M. But yes, so all the things, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, all the bits and pieces. I really should just make a thing for that. But anyway, it's another thing I'll do. So yeah, if you want to check out, follow me, follow the antics. Sure. Come on over and enjoy. Other than that, the last load of thank yous. Please.
Last load of thank yous, the intro that still makes me laugh. Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 and Niecy Flowers. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Absolutely, we do. We are very lucky that we have got so many talented people in this community. That you know, the amount of stuff Russ has done to help me out and to help. Just whether it's the channel or the bits and pieces, I appreciate so much. You know, even the merchandise. Go to the store, Spreadshirt, where our Merc is, and Russ has done some amazing, you know, images that we've got for t-shirts and all sorts of things. So I do appreciate his doing all of that. We do greatly appreciate it. And of course, Niecy's, you know, I can't do it. Flowers. I can't do it the way she... It's so good. It just makes me smile. So thank you for that. Also, I'm very lucky. I do have a very talented husband. He's not here, so I will toot his horn. But he has helped. He helped me with the outro, and I do greatly appreciate his help and his talents. So he knows that. But thank you to Execute. So thank you for helping me do that. And you'll get to listen to that in a moment. Other than that, thanks guys for hanging out. We do greatly appreciate giving your time to come and watch the live show. And also, if you're listening to us in your ears, thank you for that. Chris, please stay safe. Rest up, get some sleep in a moment. Okay. Good. Excellent. And to everyone else, have a great week. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums or those in any kind of motherly parenting, caring role. Just have a wonderful day. And we do appreciate you all. To my mum upstairs, I will see you soon. We have a little thing, little prezzy for her. So thank you. And to everyone else, please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you next week back here. All right, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.